Coming up on episode number 415, something that started out as a magazine article called Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night by Nick Cohn evolved into a movie which spawned what would become the biggest-selling soundtrack album of all time, Saturday Night Fever. Songs from the album covered, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's January 22nd, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to the Saturday Night Fever cover story. Now, 30 years ago, tomorrow, January 23rd, 1978. Do the math, Brian. The soundtrack to the movie Saturday Night Fever hit number one on the Billboard album charts, where it stayed for 30 weeks. It was record-breaking, and it still remains the biggest-selling soundtrack album in history. 25 million copy monster who, even as a double LP, just dwarfed anything that had come out before that. The album almost was the follow-up album to the Bee Gees' Children of the World album, but their manager, Robert Stigwood, asked them to put together some songs. Maybe they already had some songs in the works for a movie that was coming out in November of 1977. They put this together, had a few other people on the album besides them, so this won't just be a Bee Gees cover story part two. But let's get things started with this one. It almost defines explanation. It's Ozzy Osbourne doing a cover of Staying Alive, and he brings in elements of Iron Man, he brings in elements of Crazy Train, and the whole thing comes off very campy. But if anyone can pull it off, really, honestly, if anyone can pull it off, it's Ozzy Osbourne. Let's kick things off right now. Ozzy Osbourne with Staying Alive.
All aboard the disco train! All right now! Oh yeah! Try to understand the
New York Times effect on me.
Hey Brian, this is Dan Johnson from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's Saturday night. I'm watching VH1. They're playing Saturday Night Fever, and I'm wondering if you've ever done a cover story on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. I'm tempted to say that you have, but I got to go back and check the archives to see for sure. Make it a great night, and look forward to listening to you later on. Bye bye.
Midnight, it goes right on till the dawn. My woman takes me higher. My woman keeps me warm. What you doing on your back? What you doing on your back, baby? You should be dancing. She's trouble. She'll get you to me good. My woman gives me power. It goes right down to my blood. What you doing on your back? What you doing on your back?
on your back? What you doing on your back with the little baby? Should be dancing, yeah. You should be dancing, yeah. But what you doing on your back? What you doing on your back?
That is Dred Zeppelin with You Should Be Dancing. That comes from a 1992 album called It's Not Unusual, which was, I think, their second or third album. And it's funny how different their sound was from those first couple albums with Heartbreaker and Living Loving Maid. They'd kind of lost their way a little bit for that third album. And as a matter of fact, it was because of that that their label dropped them. And so they had to find a new label for the album after that. And what's interesting, at least to me, is that the vocalist, Tor Telvis, who is a 300-pound Elvis impersonator, if I remember correctly, sounds a lot more like Danny Elfman in that track than he does Elvis Presley. May just be me, though. I don't know. Before that, oh, and by the way, did you catch how they said Dancing Days in the last backup singer section of the chorus? You should be dancing days. Pretty funny. Before that, Ozzy Osbourne, another rocker, kind of amalgamating a few heavy metal hits into a disco cover that's Staying Alive from his 2005 compilation, his 2005 anthology. Thank you. Prince of Darkness. And bits of Iron Man and NIB, I think, is in there. Crazy Train. Yeah, and like I said at the beginning, I think only Ozzy Osbourne can pull something like that off and actually make it listenable, although you all might think differently on that one. Something that is very listenable is the Audio Engine line of speakers, the AE2s and the AE5s. Both of them sound absolutely fantastic, whether it's on your desk or on your bookshelf, with beautiful piano finishes to match your decor, and just doesn't distract you from your decor, I think, is probably the biggest thing. You hate looking around, and the thing that stands out, seems to stand out most on your desk, are your speakers. Gorgeous black or white piano finish, and the AE5s have a few extra touches. These are the bookshelf speakers. They've got a USB charging port on the top, a power plug in the back, so you can plug in something that you're using to listen to, as well as dual audio inputs, everything you need to hook up a stereo or an iPod or any MP3 player. Video game system, Xbox, PS3, whatever you've got, you can hook it up, and these things will make them sound great. Check them out, Audio Engine 5s and Audio Engine 2s. You can use the Coverville link, which is right there in the show notes, or go to coverville.com/audioengine, and that'll take you right to their website, audioengineusa.com. Check them out, Audio Engine. All right, let's continue on. I had to pull something from our next album. You know what? I said continuing on. Let's continue. It's kind of redundant to say continuing on. Let's continue with something from an album that I had to include something from. Saturday Night Hay Fever, which came out in 2002, was a bluegrass tribute to Saturday Night Fever. At least a bluegrass tribute, anyway, to disco. There were some songs on there that weren't from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, but there were quite a few that were. Staying Alive, Night Fever, How Deep Is Your Love, etc. I'm going to play one of those that I just mentioned. I'm going to play Night Fever, a very good cover here, performed by the Blackfoot Brothers. ¶¶
movement all around. There is something going down and I can't feel it. On the waves of the air, there is dancing out there. If it's something we can share, we can't steal it. And that sweet city woman, she moves through the light, controlling my mind and my soul. When you reach out for me, yeah, the feeling is bright. Then I get night fever, night fever. We know how to do it. Give me that night fever, night fever. We know how to show it. Here I am, praying for this moment to last. Living on the music so fine, born on the wind, making it mine. Night fever, night fever, we know how to do it. Give me that night fever, night fever, we know how to show it. In the heat of our love, don't need no help for us to make it. Just enough to take us to the morning. I got fire in my mind, I got higher in my walking, and I'm going in the dark. I'll give you warning. Sweet city woman, she moves through the night, controlling my mind and my soul. When you reach out to me, yeah, and the feeling is right, then I get night fever, night fever. We know how to do it. Give me that night fever, night fever. We know how to show it. Here I am, praying for this moment to last. Living on the music so fine. Born on the wind, making it mine.
Treating me so cruel. There you go. with my mind.
Look out.
From an album called Songs, Signature Songs, Classic Covers, and my phone's ringing in the background, that is Michael Spybe with Jive Talkin', of course, originally by the Bee Gees, and that actually is going to close out the Bee Gee covers section of the show. Before that, You Should Be Dancing Night Fever by the Blackfoot Brothers from that great album, Saturday Night Hay Fever, a really good collection of bluegrass and countrified disco tunes, a lot of which were from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Now, a song I won't be including in tonight's show, by the way, is Disco Duck, which was originally slated to be included on Saturday Night Fever, but was dropped at the last minute. Probably a good thing it was. I want to give out a couple thank yous and make a couple corrections. Thanks to Darone Ruskey. Is it Darren or Darone? From Ruskey.com said some very nice things about Coverville on his blog. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can check it out. And also a couple of corrections and thanks to everybody who pointed these out on the Musically Challenged segment from Sunday. The song that was playing in the background was not When the Lights Go Out. It was When the Music's Over by the Doors. And Biff Naked is not a band, but a solo artist. And actually, she is recovering right now from breast cancer. And so we will have a tribute or a dedication on the show, probably on this week's request show of a Biff Naked track. All right, continuing with the music here. If I Can't Have You. Now, here's a song that was another one of those that was originally slated to be on the next Bee Gees studio album. They included it on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, but instead of singing it themselves, they brought in Yvonne Elliman to do the song. They later did a cover of it, and so it could fall into one of those covered by the original writers kind of things, which I'll put together another show of sometime. But for right now, let's listen to a cover, which is neither Yvonne nor the Bee Gees. It's a group called Pint Size from an album called Pop Squad Presents 1978. Here's If I Can't Have You. We'll be right back. Fifth of Beethoven, originally by Beethoven, but covered for Saturday Night Fever by Walter Murphy, turned it into a disco hit, covered there by Bob Sinclair, who covered, obviously, the Walter Murphy version. You'll find that version and hopefully the last note, which I think sinks into the next song. It is a remix album or a long... What do you call that? Well, you've got the album where there's no spaces between the tracks. Anyway, Nassau, Fifth of Beethoven by Bob Sinclair from the 2007 release Live at the Playboy Mansion. Before that, If I Can't Have You by Pint Size from 1999's Pop Squad Presents 1978. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me and tell me how much it irritated you that you didn't hear the last note of that Fifth of Beethoven cover, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums, all of that at coverville.com, where you'll find an archive of all the previous shows and all that cover goodness that you've come to expect. We will be back on Thursday with the Warren Zevon cover story. Make sure you stick around for that. And Sunday, of course, will be the next All Request show. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Special thanks also to Audio Engine for supporting the show.